local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, more details on the Ultimate Tailgate Contest on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Heading for high, right around 90, says Dr. Bill. More details on the way, 71 now, and the ride in with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions so far. A good ride. Just watch your speed as officers are working some radar along the interstate for the 1065 split and out towards Range Line at Tillman's Corner and Theodore. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. And whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane on the way in this morning with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morris is going to score! Touchdown, Auburn! A miracle to turn to hair!
Want to talk Auburn football? Bo Megginson and the Auburn Tiger Radio Show. Wednesday nights at 7 on FM Talk 106.5. War. Gam. Eagle. FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf Coast Weather Authority. And Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures near 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
At 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Tuesday style. Glad to have you here. Get your latest on the Kavanaugh confirmation proceedings coming up. Also, Dr. Bill's got our full forecast. And of course, Kane's got our traffic. Dalton's back, and it was a big weekend in sports. You'll kind of wrap it up for us.
That's right.
Yeah, I did a poor job of it yesterday.
Oh, so I doubt that.
A poor job. So today, Dalton is back with more on that coming up. Now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Governor Kay Ivey is weighing in on Brett Kavanaugh. Governor says, quote, I think he should be confirmed and that it was the job of the senators to investigate. But she also included in part, quote, I'm not there to see it eyeball to eyeball. So that's not a fair question. It's the role of the senators and the Senate to evaluate the information they have and exercise their good judgment. Those quotes being reported by the Associated Press this morning, Governor making them on Monday. Governor does say that she has seen some of the news coverage. You'll recall Ivy came under criticism last year when she said she was voting for Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate race because he was a Republican, even though she had, quote, no reason to disbelieve sexual misconduct allegations against him. She later noted that Moore denied the allegations. Now back to the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. The Senate could vote this week on whether to confirm Kavanaugh, who has denied allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman when he was a teenager more than 30 years ago. An update to a story we told you about last week involving the shooting death of a Florida teenager. The Panama City News Herald is reporting that 22-year-old DeMarcus Giddens of Auburn was convicted last week of first-degree murder and attempted robbery. His sentencing is scheduled for today. Prosecutors say that he and his friends, 19-year-old Rodney Jones and 22-year-old Jertavius Montrez Canada, went to Panama City Beach back in August of 2017 to rob a drug dealer. In the midst of trying to buy marijuana from two teenagers, authorities say it was Giddens who shot 16-year-old Jason Price in the chest with an AK-47 rifle. Giddens admitted in court that he was trying to purchase the drugs, but says that he was acting in self-defense when he shot the teen. Jones and Canada previously accepted plea deals and testified against Giddens. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Fairhope students who blasted a vulgar song from the student section of Friday night's football game will find out today whether they'll be punished. Principal John Cardwell apologized in a letter to parents saying, quote, I can promise you it won't happen again. Cardwell was not at school on Monday. He told parents he would handle the situation when he returns today. A Pensacola Catholic school student has been arrested and expelled from school over a threat on social media. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office learned about the threat Sunday night. Health officials say now is the best time to get a flu shot.
Between about mid-September and mid-November, that means it'll be at its highest effectiveness during typically the worst part of the flu season.
More than 80,000 flu-related deaths were reported last year. Tomorrow is National Coffee with a Cop Day. You can have coffee with the Mobile police officer tomorrow at Bienville Square in downtown Mobile from 8 in the morning until 11. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that
sky. The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the major leagues, there were two division deciding games played on Monday before the playoffs begin today. In that first game, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Chicago Cubs 3-1 to become the National League Central champs.
Right field, playable. Roxton, game over, division over. The Brewers are champions of the Central.
Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich went 3-for-4 with an RBI, and Lorenzo Cain hit a tie-breaking RBI single in the eighth inning to give Milwaukee its first division title since 2011. In the other game, the LA Dodgers beat the Colorado Rockies 5-2 to take the National League West crown. LA's Cody Bellinger and Max Muncy both hit two-run homers. Here's Muncy's fifth-inning home run that gave the Dodgers a 4-0 lead.
Hammered left center field. That one back there, on its way, gone! Max Muncy, that's a good at bat.
The Dodgers have now won six consecutive division titles, and with those tie-breaking games completed, the 2018 MLB playoffs are set to begin with one wild-card play-in game today and the final wild-card game set for tomorrow. At 7 tonight, the Rockies play at the Chicago Cubs for the National League wild card. The winner of that will move on to play the Brewers in the NL Division Series. Then at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, the Oakland A's play at the New York Yankees for the American League wild card game. And that winner moves on to play in the ALDS against the Boston Red Sox. For the other two division series, the Atlanta Braves will travel to L.A. to play for the first of the best of five NLDS series against the Dodgers on Thursday. And in the American League, the Cleveland Indians take on the Houston Astros beginning Friday. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs rallied on Monday night in Denver to beat the Broncos 27-23 and remain undefeated. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes rushed for a touchdown and passed for 304 yards and another touchdown to lead Kansas City to a 10-point comeback win. Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt rushed in the game-winning touchdown from 4 yards out with just over a minute and a half to play.
Here's Hunt, and he's in for the score. Kansas City takes the lead.
With the win, the Chiefs are now 4-0. Kansas City and the LA Rams are the only two teams in the NFL that remain undefeated. In some other news from the NFL on Monday, Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell told ESPN that he plans to end his holdout soon and report to Pittsburgh during the Week 7 Steelers bye. Bell expects to be ready for the Week 8 matchup with the Cleveland Browns on October 28th in Pittsburgh. Bell's been sitting out this season during a contract dispute. He says he's in prime physical condition and could play football tomorrow if he needed. He added he'll be fully committed to playing his best for Pittsburgh upon his return. According to a report Monday afternoon from the Covington County, Alabama Sheriff's Office, former University of Alabama head coach Mike Dubose
got the alert yesterday.
He accidentally shot himself in the stomach while working on his farm and was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Officials said Dubose was able to drive himself to Mizell Memorial Hospital in Op and then was airlifted about an hour away to the Southeast Medical Center in Dothan. Of course, the 65-year-old Dubose first played as a lineman under Hall of Fame coach Bear Bryant from 1972 until 1974 and then served as head coach from 1997 until 2000. So that's the Mike Dubose news that you never expected to hear today.
You know, so I see that pop up, and the missus is relating it to me last night. She said, hey, before you go to sleep, I said, yeah, I saw the Mike Dubose thing. She said, well, they say it's a hunting-related injury, okay? And they said they're requiring surgery to remove the bullet from his shoulder area. I'm just trying to figure out, number one, I thought for sure it would be, if anything, he would have been dove hunting, which would be a shotgun, and how that would be in the shoulder.
Yep.
But he could be, I guess, squirrel season is, he could have been squirrel hunting, but how does that, how do you, with a, usually you use a shotgun this time of year, 22 later, I've got questions on how it happened. I'll just have to say my antenna are up.
Okay. Time to send in the forensics
team. Yeah, there's something about it. I need more info.
6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures near 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, one accident now, University Boulevard and Ziegler Boulevard, right in the middle of the roadway, so be careful. Beyond that, really, a good start. No delays along the interstate from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90 and Rangeline. Theodore Dawes Road looks good there and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State plus Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Get your tickets at USAJaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 620 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got junk? You need it gone? Pretty easy formula. That equals 1-800-GOT-JUNK. A would be having junk. Mm-hmm. B would be needing it gone. And the C, the answer to the equation, would be 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
It's that easy.
There you go. But if the junk is in the attic, the junk is in the office, junk is in the house, around the house, storage unit, you got junk, you don't know what to do with it, you need it gone, and you need it done quickly, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my buddy Trey, and he does great work in Mobile and Baldwin counties, commercial, residential properties, and even though it's an 800 number national company, he is a local franchisee, homeboy from here, and if somebody you can pick up the phone and call and just say, hey, can we tweak that appointment time from 4:30 to 4:40? He's like a guy that can work with you. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An off-duty Mississippi State trooper has been shot and killed. An arrest has been made. Mississippi Department of Public Safety said the shooting happened at Hatchie Bottom, which is very close to Tippah and Alcorn counties. Authorities confirmed that early Sunday morning, two people were shot. Trooper Kenneth Joshlin Josh Smith, a 32-year-old from Walnut, and 38-year-old Ricky Dale Vick of Michigan City. Trooper Smith died at the scene. Vick went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. 43-year-old Troy Anthony Eaton, he is suspected in the shootings and surrendered to law enforcement. The investigation continues at this hour. And good news for Austal USA as President Donald Trump signs a defense spending bill which includes more ships made right here in the port city. You'll recall the 2019 defense spending negotiations included discussions of whether the U.S. Navy should issue contracts for 1, 2, or 3 littoral combat ships, also known as LCSs, and whether it should order 1 expeditionary fast transport, known as an EPF, or none at all. By mid-September, the House Appropriations Committee released the final version, which funds 3 LCS contracts and 1 EPF. Senator Richard Shelby took to Twitter last week saying that at POTUS signed into law the Defense and Labor HHS Education hashtag appropriations bill and CR through December 7th. This funds our entire military. 75% of the government is now funded. Our progress benefits the entire country. Most on-time funding bills enacted in 22 years. And Austal USA is the only manufacturer building the EPF, a multi-purpose transport catamaran. HR 6157 covers $842 billion in spending, including $674 billion for defense and $178 billion in discretionary funding for the Departments of Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
624 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Did you say Senator Richard Shelby tweeted?
Really? Do you think he has that app loaded on his phone?
Get it here on the jitterbug. I mean, with all due respect to the most powerful man in Washington, just about, let's say he's in the top five most powerful men in Washington, head of appropriations in the Senate, and dare I say anything contrary to Senator Shelby, I just don't think he was doing his own tweeting. It's just like when Nancy Pelosi said something, I have people that do the tweeter thing. I just don't know. Maybe somebody, how about a staff member carried on, I believe it's fair to say the ideas were those of Senator Shelby. He carried the staff member carried on Senator Shelby's ideas on Twitter. That's fair. That Senator Shelby got on and put the tweet together. Just
like powerful people used to tell their scribes what to write in letters.
Scribe.
Now it's all Twitter.
Scribe coming here now. All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5. Well, I'm getting myself in trouble as well. Story from previous newscast by Governor Ivey expressing support for Brett Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm happy that she is, but why the news groups ask Governor Ivey if she supports? First of all, she is going to be the answer. Number two, what does it matter?
Yes, it does not.
What does it matter? It says Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says she believes Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh should be confirmed based on what she knows, but adds she's only seen news accounts. Good, that's honest. That's honest from her. Asked her opinion of President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Ivey first deferred to senators. You know why she did that? Because that's the senator's job.
Yes.
And saying it was their job to investigate. Hot take there.
She also said she believed Kavanaugh should be confirmed based on what she knows. And then quickly added, it was not a fair question because I'm not there to see it eyeball to eyeball. Okay. I mean, let's ask Governor Kay Ivey, you know, what she feels about, you know, in some of the tariff negotiations that were put on between, although she could probably refer to that because it could affect the state more than,
confirmation
of Supreme Court.
There was a small chance, I guess, that she would come out in opposition of Brett Kavanaugh.
Really?
Then you would have your story.
Yeah, really?
They would have really had to catch her slipping, though.
Really? You think she said, I'm happy you asked me. I think he's a jerk. I mean, really?
No, I don't think. I don't think there was ever a chance.
No, but
I'm
saying that if they were hoping for that, the chances that would be, I think, would be zero.
Yes,
zero on that. All right, some new stats out here from the folks at BuzzFeed. So take it for what it's worth. over 150,000 people took an online poll. That's pretty good. Pretty good sample.
Real big.
I mean, it's non-scientific, but it's a big sample. About small crimes everyone commits. And the stats are pretty interesting. Here's a list of nine, they said, that a lot of people admit to doing. Number one, jaywalking.
Okay.
90% of people said they have.
Yes.
Have you jaywalked?
Recently.
Okay, I'm outside the statute of limitations. I've jaywalked. Have you ever rolled through a stop sign?
Try not to.
Okay.
But 50, yes, I have.
51% say yes. The other 49% are lying. Do you ever speed? Only 67% said yes.
All liars.
Yeah, a bunch of liars.
The rest of them
are
liars.
Here's one. I didn't know this was... I guess it's a crime. It is. Have you ever used someone else's Wi-Fi without their permission, like if it wasn't password protected?
Most are password protected. I'm sure I would have, though.
But 35% of us have done it. I remember being at a place my parents had and having to do work for the radio station and having to be out there for a certain event. And my parents, they didn't have that internet.
Uh-uh.
You know, and I had to do work, and their neighbors had a unsecured, and I was using that. Also, have you ever pirated music or illegally downloaded a movie? 78% said yes. I'll tell you what, I'll give you the rest of this list coming up after we talk to Dr. Bill, and he's coming up after News 5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Several Lott Middle School students will not be at school today. The students were suspended after they showed up on Monday wearing blue t-shirts. They wore the t-shirts to raise awareness on World Bullying Prevention Day. The t-shirts violated the school's uniform policy. A Taco Bell on the Eastern Shore gets a clean inspection despite a now viral video posted on social media by a former employee. That employee says the video shows maggots crawling on a prep table late Friday night at the restaurant Highway 98 in Daphne. The health department visited the Taco Bell Monday and found nothing wrong. The Daphne Taco Bell scored a 97 out of a possible 100 during their last inspection. Florida's incumbent Senator Bill Nelson will face his Republican challenger, Governor Rick Scott, in the first debate of the campaign. The two will square off today for the taped event, which can be watched at 8 o'clock tonight on Telemundo's website. One other Senate debate is scheduled for October 16th. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Talk for both sides of the bay. WAVH-FM, Daphne Mobile.
White House has widened the scope of the FBI investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, as accusations surfaced that his drinking in his younger years was more serious than he told the Senate Judiciary Committee. Abby Phillip is at the White House for us.
We still this morning have a lot of questions about the scope of this FBI probe. And there are questions now also about whether Brett Kavanaugh's past drinking habits will have any bearing on that probe at all. But Republicans are saying that that issue is moving the goalposts.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the issue is Kavanaugh's honesty, not the drinking. In Michigan, Democratic candidates for governor and the U.S. House are expected to join fast food workers and others walking off the job today to demonstrate about the right to form unions. The parents of a 9-year-old girl have obtained a temporary court order blocking a Fort Worth, Texas hospital from disconnecting their daughter from life support against their wishes. Doctors say the girl is brain dead. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Two-thirds of business economists expect a recession to begin by the end of 2020, while most say trade policy is the greatest risk to the expansion. According to a survey by the National Association for Business Economics, 10% see the next contraction starting in 2019, 56% say 2020, and 33% say 2021 or later. 41% say the biggest downside risk is trade policy. U.S. dairy farmers got what they asked for in a new version of the North American Trade Agreement. Canada conceded to drop its complex quota and pricing system, which limited imports of certain dairy products from the U.S. as part of an agreement reached late Sunday. The Wisconsin-based Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative says the elimination of Canada's pricing system will level the playing field, but industry officials remain cautious about how far Canada will go in revoking all aspects of the system and how much of a boost U.S. producers will actually see. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So 71 now as we get started. It's a... I guess it's October-like in the fact that the chance of rain came down, right? I'm grasping for straws here.
Oh, also it's 71 rather than 78.
Well, okay, good. So we're trending in the right direction, but we're above average, right?
Yeah, we should. This time of the year, our normal high is 83, and the normal low is 63. So, yeah, we're way above
okay.
normal.
Okay. And so that is that's in place right now. For how long? I mean, in your magic crystal ball here, or your forecasting skills, how long are we looking at this?
Now, this warm weather is going to stay with us all the way through the weekend, and if we see any kind of cooling, it's not going to be till late next week. But as you mentioned, the coverage of rain is going to dramatically decrease now, today and tomorrow. And that's going to allow us more sunshine, but it looks like pretty warm temperatures. In fact, today we could get into the low 90s, 91, perhaps 92 degrees, with a heat index getting up around 100 this afternoon. Now, skies will be mostly sunny. There is just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Now, tonight, partly cloudy. We'll be down into the low 70s, 71, 72 degrees in the morning. And then tomorrow, a partly cloudy day. A few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms are possible. Again, we'll be up around 90 degrees. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, mostly sunny Thursday with a high near 90, and then sunny and around 90 on Friday. Then over the weekend and in Monday, mostly sunny each day, and just a few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and highs will be in the upper 80s. So some pretty nice weather, except for the rather warm temperatures.
All right. Let's talk about the tropics, Dr. Bill. What are you watching there?
We still have Tropical Storm Leslie out in the central Atlantic. This storm is headed to the southwest and moving at around 5 to 7 miles per hour. It is now very close to being a hurricane, up to 65 mile per hour winds. It's expected over the next day or two to turn back to the north. We've been saying that for a while and hadn't turned, but anyway, that's the projection now, is for it to gradually turn to the north, so we don't think that's going to be any threat to any land area. We are watching a tropical wave now over the central Caribbean. It's moving in a westerly direction, and in a couple of days it's going to be in the northwest Caribbean. Conditions may become more favorable for it to develop, so we're going to have to watch this system over the next few days to see if it is able to hold together and then start to increase if those conditions become favorable.
Okay, so the timeline on this would be what, end of the week?
Yeah, it'll be in the Northwest Caribbean at the end of the week, Thursday or Friday, and that's when we're going to take a pretty good look at it to see if the conditions are improving as far as a hurricane is concerned. So we want to watch this one.
Okay, that's of interest to me. And for folks that somehow say, oh, well, September is in our rear view, so hurricanes are as well. We have a pretty decent history with getting October storms.
Yeah, when we get into October, we start to see conditions in the Western Caribbean and the Gulf become more favorable. And we still see some Atlantic storms, but as waters begin to cool a bit out there, those storms tend to taper off. So we look to this area of the Western Caribbean this time of the year.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. He says it bears watching.
Yes.
Okay. No panic or anything, but, you know, he's the man that when everybody else tells you, oh, it's all panic, he just says it's bears watching.
But okay,
that makes me pay attention.
It does mean you need to keep your eye on it, because when Dr. Bill says it,
yeah,
that's the truth.
Yep. The back of the old days, there used to be a commercial for a company called E.F. Hutton, a trading company, and it was their whole thing. Somebody would say E.F. Hutton, and the whole room would go quiet, listening. And I think it was when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. It was a great ad campaign back then, and same thing with Dr. Bill. All right, I want to round out this list from BuzzFeed, but before I do, we mentioned, let's go back through the top four, I think, first four that we read. BuzzFeed surveyed 150,000 people in a very unscientific online poll about small crimes everybody commits. They said 90% of respondents said they jaywalked. 51% said they rolled through a stop sign. speeding, 67% said they sped.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, it's not always. So 33% of people are saying they have never violated the speed limit.
And most of them are lying.
Yes, I would say, other than even my grandmother used to speed.
Well, this is BuzzFeed, so there could be a lot of people that have never driven before in their life.
That's true. Good point. These are all people under 16. By the way, too, on the speeding thing, Tony on the text line said, just to be fair, a lot of the people polled about speeding probably didn't know they were speeding because they were too busy looking at their phones.
That's a great point.
Solid point, Tony. Solid point. Number four on this list, have you ever used somebody else's Wi-Fi without their permission, like if it wasn't password protected?
Mm-hmm.
I have. I have on more than one occasion. And I'm not, you know... I guess I'm outside the statute of limitations, so I can say it. Have you pirated music or illegally downloaded a movie? We got a very quiet sound from Dalton on that.
Yes, I might have done that before.
78% said yes. This is old school. Have you ever done a double feature where you pay for a movie at the theater and then stay and sneak into a second movie?
Yes, I certainly have.
So 22% of us have done that. Have you ever been paid under the table?
Nope.
41% say they have. I mean, not literally. It could be figuratively. let's just say in the radio business in the early years, that was kind of, oh, yeah, sure. Have you ever been asked for a cup of... here you go. Have you ever asked for a cup of water at a fast food place and then filled it with something other than water?
You know, I really have never done that.
Because you worked in that business, you realize...
Yeah, it hits way too close to home.
That's right. 33% admit to doing that. And this last one, I thought this was interesting. Did you ever drink underage?
Yes, I certainly have.
And I have as well. And I mean, it's funny. It's do as I say, not as I do. I will be a stalwart with my children.
Mm-hmm.
But, to say I was perfect would be lie.
And that's especially relevant in today's headlines.
Well, that's what I was going to say. 72% of people said yes, they had had an underage drink, which I think the number is probably higher. What if you ask the members of the Senate?
Mm.
The Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Board, if they ever had a drink underage, that resonated this morning. So there was a big BuzzFeed poll, but that one kind of stood out to me.
And there's no way, if you ask senators, there's no way that less than 90%, that has to be higher than 90% that had drinks before they turned 21 or 18 for most of them.
I imagine it'd be a number in the 90% if you asked them how many had drinks before the Senate subcommittee meeting. 6:43, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
For the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers do have one minor fender bender that's moving out of the roadway at Ziegler and University. It's with injuries. Beyond that, a pretty good start. So far, watch your speed. Officers have been working some radar across the Bayway, but no other accidents in the roadways. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station, your views, your opinions, your money. We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
All right, 645 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Remember, details for our Ultimate Tailgate Contest, our weekend schedules, weekday schedules, podcast a la carte, and a whole bunch more on FMTalk1065.com. You can check us out right there. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, getting you caught up on headlines you may have missed over the weekend. Two police officers were shot and killed following an early Saturday morning confrontation in Mississippi. The officers were responding to a home in the city of Brookhaven around 5 a.m. for a report of shots fired. After an exchange of gunfire, both officers were, quote, mortally wounded and then pronounced dead at a local hospital. Authorities have identified the victims as 35-year-old patrolman James White and 31-year-old Corporal Zach Mowick. Both were wearing their bulletproof vests at the time, and they were equipped with body and dashboard cameras. A suspect was wounded and taken to a local hospital in Jackson. He has been identified as 25-year-old Marquise Flowers, who is now in custody. The police chief there says, quote, "This is a safe community, but like any place, we have crime." He also called White and Mowick heroes. "These are two awesome people who lost their lives this morning in the line of duty. Two heroes lost their lives this morning." The investigation continues at this hour. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation is working this case, and Governor Phil Bryant took to Twitter saying, quote, "asking for prayers for the family and loved ones of these fallen heroes." Mary Rice will spend the rest of her life in prison after Florida jury finds her guilty. Guilty as an accomplice in a deadly multi-state crime spree in 2017. Four women were killed, one of those women from Lillian, Alabama. Rice was sentenced to life in prison for the murder conviction and 30 years for the accessory after the fact conviction. She was charged with first degree murder and accessory after the fact in the death of Kayla Crocker from Florida. Rice was accused of being an accomplice to Billy Boyette. He took his own life during a standoff at a motel in West Point, Georgia. That's where Rice was taken into custody. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Dalton Norwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service. And we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Fairhope students who blasted a vulgar song from the student section of Friday night's football game will find out today whether they'll be punished. Principal John Cardwell apologized in a letter to parents saying, quote, "I can promise you it won't happen again." Cardwell was not at school on Monday. He told parents he would handle the situation when he returns today. A Pensacola Catholic school student has been arrested and expelled from school over a threat on social media. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office learned about the threat Sunday night. Health officials say now is the best time to get a flu shot.
Between about mid-September and mid-November, that means it'll be at its highest effectiveness during typically the worst part of the flu season.
More than 80,000 flu-related deaths were reported last year. Tomorrow is National Coffee with a Cop Day. You can have coffee with the Mobile police officer tomorrow at Bienville Square in downtown Mobile from 8 in the morning until 11. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, thank you, Jessica. 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues, there were two division-deciding games played on Monday before the playoffs begin today. In the first game, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Chicago Cubs 3-1 to become the National League Central Division champions.
Right field, playable. Broxton, game over, division over. The Brewers are champions of the Central.
Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich went 3-for-4 with an RBI, and Lorenzo Cain hit a tie-breaking RBI single in the eighth inning to give Milwaukee its first division title since 2011. In the other game yesterday, the L.A. Dodgers beat the Colorado Rockies 5-2 to take the National League West crown. L.A.'s Cody Bellinger and Max Muncy both hit two-run homers. Here's Muncy's fifth-inning home run that gave the Dodgers a 4-0 lead.
Hammered left center field. That one back there on its way. Gone! Max Muncy, that's a good at-bat.
The Dodgers have now won six consecutive division titles, and with those tie-breaking games completed, the 2018 MLB playoffs are set to begin with one wild-card play-in game tonight and the final wild-card game set for tomorrow. At 7 p.m., the Rockies play at the Chicago Cubs for the National League wild-card. The winner moves on to play the Brewers in the NL Division Series. And then at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, the Oakland A's play at the New York Yankees for the American League wild-card game. Winner moves on to play in the ALDS against the Boston Red Sox. For the other two division series, the Atlanta Braves will travel to Los Angeles to play the first of the best of five NLDS series against the Dodgers on Thursday. And in the American League, the Cleveland Indians take on the Houston Astros beginning Friday. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs rallied on Monday night in Denver to beat the Broncos 27-23 and remain undefeated. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes rushed for a touchdown and passed for 304 yards and another touchdown to lead Kansas City to a 10-point comeback win. Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt rushed in the game-winning touchdown from 4 yards out with just over a minute and a half to play.
Here's Hunt, and he's in for the score! Kansas City takes the lead.
With that win, the Chiefs are now 4-0. Kansas City and the LA Rams are the only two teams in the NFL that remain undefeated. In some news from the NFL on Monday, Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell told ESPN that he plans to end his holdout soon and report to Pittsburgh during the Week 7 Steelers bye. Bell expects to be ready for the Week 8 matchup with the Cleveland Browns in Pittsburgh. Bell's been sitting out this season during a contract dispute. He does say he's in prime physical condition and could play football tomorrow if need be. According to a report Monday afternoon from the Covington County, Alabama Sheriff's Office, former University of Alabama head coach Mike DeBose accidentally shot himself in the stomach while working on his farm and was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Officials said DeBose was able to drive himself to Mizzell Memorial Hospital there in Opp, Alabama, and was then airlifted about an hour away to the Southeast Medical Center in Dothan. 65-year-old DeBose first played as a defensive lineman under Hall of Fame head coach Bear Bryant from 1972 until 74, and then served as the head coach from 1997 until 2000. 6:53, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Right, Ted, I would suggest, too, because of the construction going on Florida between Dolphin and Old Shell. I think they have it shut down on the Dolphin Street side. Probably best to come into Butch Cassidy's, which is actually the easier way from the Old Shell side to get you in there. And you can get to Butch Cassidy's. I know
they'll have
a bunch of signs up and all that, but you can still get to Butch Cassidy's. Check them out today.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures near 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a pretty good start so far this morning. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers still there at Ziegler and University. That's an accident with injuries, but the wreckers are on the scene. Got a pretty quiet ride from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and traveling into the downtown area. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 656 FM Talk 106.5. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating an inmate's death after the unidentified inmate was diagnosed with meningitis and died at the Ventris Correctional Facility in Barber County last week. Laboratory tests confirmed that three inmates were infected with the bacterial disease. Two developed meningitis, including the inmate who passed away. Meningitis is an infection of the tissue covering the brain and spinal cord. An autopsy is scheduled to be performed. The bacteria can also cause pneumonia and bloodstream infections and spread person to person by direct contact with respiratory droplets like saliva or mucus. The Alabama Department of Corrections will provide antibiotics to inmates and staff who may have come into close contact or shared cigarettes with infected inmates and to those who have a fever or flu-like illness. The Alabama Department of Public Health has also ordered vaccines for those not vaccinated previously. They also have requested assistance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. While pet owners know that this is the perfect time of year to walk our dogs near the beautiful waterways in our coastal communities, a Bay Animal Clinic in Fairhope is warning you to be safe after an alligator attack in the Fly Creek area. According to the clinic, one of their clients reported that their dog was bitten twice by an alligator and then taken underwater at least once during a recent encounter, saying, quote, "Please know that these creatures are out there lurking. They can harm and even kill dogs and more in the blink of an eye." The clinic also posted a picture of the alligator on Facebook and warned residents living along the Mobile Bay to be mindful of the animals and to please be aware of your surroundings and think carefully about letting your kids and pets swim in these areas. Now, alligator attacks on humans in Alabama are extremely rare. In Florida, which has the highest concentration of alligators in the U.S., they've reported 337 alligator attacks on humans since 1948. Alabama ranks fifth among U.S. states with only five reported attacks. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 658 FM Talk 106.5. Actually, more information on that story. We'll post that up here on my Twitter feed in just a second. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way. Dr. Bill joins us. Plus, we'll get a news update from News 5 right now.